Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I genuinely hope this person is okay. All right, everybody, we have some serious news to jump into. Dark forces are trying to hijack America on its 250th birthday, and it is time to hold the line. I wish I could start this video off on a little bit of a brighter note, but we need to talk about the dark reality of what the far right is trying to turn this country into. At Union Station in Washington, D.C., right now, a group of masked men are standing in a line calling to reclaim the country, get rid of immigrants, and many of them are holding Confederate flags. In my mind, all of these things are contradictory and diametrically opposed. You can't call yourself a patriot, as this group calls themselves, it's Patriot Front, but also be holding Confederate flags when the Confederates declared war on the same country you claim to love, and you can't claim to want to reclaim the country, but also get rid of immigrants. America is inherently a nation built on immigration. Immigration has helped get us where we are 250 years into this experiment, and getting rid of immigrants now would not only be anti-American, but it would be catastrophic for America. 27% of physicians right now are immigrants, meaning a lot of people's doctors are immigrants. We are already going through a doctor shortage, so if we actually started deporting people in the way that these far-right freaks want, our country would go to shit. The healthcare system would be even weaker, and that is what they don't understand, or they don't care to understand, or they just don't care about at all. These people are not Americans, they are not patriots, and we need to be calling this out and pushing back. Before we dig deeper into Patriot Front marching through Washington, D.C., let's return for 1 second to the America 250 celebration going on in Washington and across the country. I want to show you this video that I think is a perfect microcosm of the way Trump's celebrations have been going thus far. I don't even want to call them celebrations. It's a failed Trump rally that he used to reallocate funds away from the American people, away from America 250, and to his own aides, donors, and allies. We'll talk about the corruption in just one moment, but this clip right here, in my opinion, is a perfect microcosm of how Trump celebrations have been going. This is not in D.C. at Trump's event. This is in California at the Folsom Pro Rodeo. But this video is going quite viral because on a day that's supposed to be celebrating America, at an event that is supposed to be glorifying America, we see things like this. This is just an accident that happened in California. The guy's coming down and then, boom, he hits into this tent very, very harshly. We actually have a series of videos of the same exact thing. I'm going to mute most of it because I will totally get copyrighted if I play the song. But watch, coming down, getting closer, and then... ooh. I genuinely hope this person is okay. And I'm genuinely not trying to make fun of them, but what I'm trying to prove is that this is a microcosm of the way that Donald Trump's America 250 fair has gone thus far. Even though this happened in California and Trump's fair is in D.C., all hell is currently breaking loose in D.C. Yesterday, all of the medical emergency workers at Donald Trump's fair were immediately overwhelmed after 44 patients needed treatment for heat-related ailments. Out of those 44 patients, 11 of them were transported to a hospital, and 7 of them were put on advanced life support. So, one more time, Donald Trump is distorting. Donald Trump is perverting what it means to celebrate America, and now he is panicking over a tiny crowd that is likely going to show up to his July 4th speech. When he gave a speech to kick off this event about 9 or 10 days ago, the crowd was tiny, people were leaving, and it was embarrassing for him. Throughout the past 10 days or so, we have seen increasingly smaller crowds. Take a look at this clip.
Because there's tons of people here, it's a huge space, and it's just going to get more and more crowded as the week goes on.
Sorry, I love this video because you can hear the cope in their voice. It's incredibly crowded, it's a huge space, and there are more people coming. And then the camera pans and there's just absolutely nobody there whatsoever. But returning back to the attempt to hijack America 250, I want to be very candid and be very clear about what's happening here. There is a concerted effort in a top-down manner to hijack what it means to be a patriot, what it means to love America, and to distort it into this Christian nationalist vision that Donald Trump has. The Patriot Front, white supremacist Nazis that you see in this clip on screen right here, that is currently on screen, that are walking around Union Station in Washington, D.C., this is not what America is, but this is what Donald Trump and the far right want to turn it into. Donald Trump hijacked the original America 250 event. We've covered this extensively on the channel, so I'm not going to run through the entire sequence of events, but there was a bipartisan commission named America 250. Trump decided to sideswipe that and hijack it with his own commission called Freedom 250. Freedom 250 then surgically created a white nationalist, Christian nationalist environment in which they inject religion into what is supposed to be a non-religious celebration of America. Let me read to you directly from this 50-page report that Congress released detailing how this was hijacked. So the report says this, and the report really blows open the Christian nationalist themes that Donald Trump has introduced. It says, while the original 250th birthday was directed to keep its programming focused on broad civic participation rather than religious messaging, Trump's Freedom 250 has done the opposite. Donald Trump's Freedom 250 has staged a government-backed prayer rally on the National Mall steeped in conservative Christian theology. They distributed an internal playbook instructing event organizers to deliver Christian nationalist content. They deployed a fleet of federally funded mobile museums that presented a Christianized and false account of the nation's founding to school children across the country. Just listen to this. They're called Freedom Trucks, sponsored by PragerU. PragerU is an ahistorical, far-right organization that lies to people. They are sending around Freedom Trucks with our taxpayer dollars in order to create a mobile museum and lie to children. They advanced all of these programs alongside a parallel effort to whitewash American history. All of this is true, and all of this is happening. So when I show you on screen a bunch of Patriot Front people, that's the name of the organization. They're not actually patriots. When I show you them marching through Washington, D.C., and at the same time, I explain to you how Donald Trump is trying to hijack our nation's 250th birthday in a similar way, it begins to paint a pretty vivid picture. Dude, look at how many of these people there are. First of all, they won't even show their faces. They're that much of weak pussies, I'm just going to say it. Second of all, these people are not American in any sense of the term. I grew up in Indiana, and in Indiana, there is a very strong immigrant community in Northwest Indiana where I grew up. A lot of Muslims, people in my life moved from Syria, people in my family moved from Syria. These Muslims in Northwest Indiana have become doctors, heart surgeons, dentists, people who are integral to the community and who the community could not function without. There are small businesses, there are new doctor shops popping up. Just I'm talking about my hometown in Indiana, and it's because immigrants make this country great and help build this country. Donald Trump and his largest donors are trying to inject their own vision of Christian nationalism into the America 250 celebration, and it needs to be called out. We need to hold the line. There is something called separation of church and state. I'm sure you all have heard of it, and it is very integral to the way America functions. It's the very reason why we are not like some of these more theocratic religious countries in the Middle East. People in the comment section will get mad at that and they'll say, Adam, we're worse than these countries in the Middle East, but that's not true. In some Middle Eastern countries that my dad has not only like visited but told me about and told me stories about, they will stone people to death. They will quite literally kill people for religious reasons, and that is the vision that these people want of America, and that is why we have to hold the line. We don't want a government that is infused with Christian ideology. We don't want freedom trucks driving around. I mean, listen to how absurd this is. This is so insane. The Freedom Trucks were a fleet of mobile museums featuring ahistorical content developed by PragerU and Hillsdale College. The trucks were dispatched by Freedom 250 to school children across the country to deliver Christian nationalist historical revisionism and outright falsehoods. These mobile museums were financed by a $10 million taxpayer-funded grant from the Institute of Museum and Library Services. This is just disgusting. According to extensive reporting, the exhibits inside these Freedom Trucks systematically recast the nation's founding as a Christian project, saying that it's a Christian nation, while erasing the deism, rationalism, and religious skepticism embraced by many of our most influential founders. By the way, it doesn't even matter if the founders were deists or were atheists or were Christians. It doesn't matter. They were very explicit that this is not a Christian nation. This is not a nation built on one religion or one race or one, you know, sexuality. No, people can coexist in America with social harmony. And that is what I truly love and what I truly believe America should be about. Donald Trump does not want that level of social harmony. The far right, they do not want that level of social harmony. So again, all hell is breaking loose in Washington, D.C., and let's actually take a look at what's going on the ground at the fair. Shout out to Zateo for this great piece on screen now.
Come with us to the Great American State Fair. We are here at the Great American State Fair, a wonderful affair put on by Donald Trump to celebrate the 250th anniversary of this great country. It seems like the only thing that's really hot today is the temperature, because it is breaking 100 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 36 degrees Celsius for international friends.
We were told there were supposed to be tens of thousands of people here, but there wasn't really that many people here at the time. Luckily, I guess that just meant more fun for us.
I just got out of the American Canvas collab with Faith and Family, and this exhibit was off the charts. There was this amazing exhibit about the Great Awakening, Call Me Woke. There were all these amazing texts and reminders that the separation of church and state, a little overrated. And finally, guys, I got to meet George Washington.
Hold up, I started to pause it, but look how odd this all is. There's a sign that says, The Great Awakening, America Shall Be Saved. And there are a bunch of books about Jesus, seeing Jesus, rapture, Second Coming of Christ. They're just indoctrinating people here. This is not an America 250 fair. This is an indoctrination fest for any children or adults or MAGA, who are just adult children, coming in.
The separation of church and state, a little overrated. And finally, guys, I got to meet George Washington. I was just in the America Innovates exhibit, which, out of the vast industrious spirit that America has, illustrated a few particular companies, one of which was, of course, Truth Social, Donald Trump's very own social media app. Another was, of course, TikTok, which has a major stake owned by the pro-Israel, pro-Trump billionaire Larry Ellison. And, of course, our very own SpaceX, which, you know, I know there's been some unsavory headlines lately, but I think it just goes to show Elon Musk really deserves to be a trillionaire.
Is that an AI Charlie Kirk I just heard? Did they have an AI Charlie Kirk voiceovering? Oh my god.
So, even though it's 100 degrees outside, Budweiser still found a way to bring these beautiful horses out.
Oh my, that's so cruel. But it gets even worse than that. For the past 10 days of the fair, they have had these baptism tents. You can literally get baptized in David's tent at the America 250 fair. And look what happens. Not only is there no one there, but when they pan the camera over, you can see both an American flag, where my cursor is, and then next to it, an Israeli flag. What the absolute hell are we doing? Is this America 250? Is this Israel 250? Is this a hint that they want to turn us into a religious state like Israel is? Because that is not something that America is founded on. This is a really interesting clip that came up in the back of my head when I was researching. This is Russell Vought, Donald Trump's director of the Office of Management and Budget and the person who spearheaded Project 2025. Russell Vought was pulled in front of the House committee recently and was pressed on his views on Christian nationalism, and he essentially just gives away the entire game.
Beck, you wrote in a 2021 article in Newsweek about Christian nationalism that our rights and duties are understood to come from God. Isaiah 58:7 commands, quote, share your food with the hungry and provide the poor wanderer with shelter. Are you saying God was misquoted or wrong?
I'm sorry, what does it have to do with the question with regard to our administration?
It's morally wrong to facilitate the death of children. I think
we're not doing that.
That's why I'm asking you to reach out to folks. But what I'm saying is, if that is a quote from the Bible, and I know you are a Christian nationalist by declaration,
you continue this
by articles,
second year in a row that you've used that slander for
it's
me
not slander.
And other,
you think that's slander?
You and you other Christians.
Do you think calling someone a Christian nationalist is a slander?
Time,
you wrote an article. Is there anything actually wrong with Christian nationalism? And now you're saying it's
you're
a slander?
As,
that's really
you use
odd.
It as a I don't. Pejorative, and it's the second year you've done it.
Would you agree that it is wrong, morally, ethically, or by your own admission, biblical standards, is it wrong to facilitate the death of children?
That's we're not a really doing that. We have adequate foreign aid for this.
You're not answering the question. Listen to the question, please. Is it morally, ethically, or biblically wrong to facilitate the death of children?
They're talking about USAID, because not only did they cut USAID, but Russell Vought is a Christian nationalist. I believe he's described himself as that. So how are you going to say that you care about children on biblical grounds and be willing to cut all of USAID?
Don't take anything else in context. Is it wrong?
This administration is not doing that.
You cannot answer a question. I mean,
I believe he answered the question. You just don't like the answer. So
no, he hasn't. No, Mr. Chairman, you can...
Man, Christian nationalists really aren't the brightest out there. A lot of people might be wondering, Adam, why are you creating such a dark video on America's 250th birthday? The reason is because I want to see this country do better. I want to see this country thrive for another 50 years, another 100 years. Hell, another 250 years, I want to see this country thrive without being ripped apart by Christian nationalists, by rich oligarchs, and by people like Trump and his cabinet. Let me continue to read from this 55-page report because it gets even worse. We have some specifics about the historical revisionism. The revisionist programming in these buses and in these pamphlets and at the fair itself comes amid a concerted effort by the Trump admin to whitewash history at national park sites and other federally protected areas. On March 27th of 2025, Donald Trump issued Executive Order 14253, titled Restoring Truth and Sanity to American History. The executive order requires the Secretary of the Interior to ensure that all public monuments, memorials, statues, markers, or similar properties do not contain descriptions, depictions, or content that disparages America's past. So basically, they're trying to whitewash history, take away any history of racism or slavery or the abuse of other human rights, and try to change it to be a strictly Christian nationalist view. They perpetuate a false reconstruction of American history. The executive order was met with strong opposition from historians, from non-profit groups, but Donald Trump stuck up the middle finger and decided to keep doubling down. See, the thing is, the Republican Party will probably try to distance themselves from these far-right white supremacists. It feels like they always play footsie with this white nationalism, but then when there's actually Proud Boys or Patriot Front, they kind of try to back off and act like there's plausible deniability. There is not. The group of masked men currently gathered at Union Station calling for the reclaiming of the country, calling to get rid of immigrants, holding Confederate flags, this is directly downstream from the verbiage, from the wording of Stephen Miller, of Donald Trump, of J.D. Vance, of Caroline Leavitt, hell, of even like Kash Patel. The way these people speak inflames the white Christian nationalists in this country, and now we see them marching on Capitol Hill. Am I tweaking here, or is there nothing less American than holding up a Confederate flag? It's like if I was walking around saying, you know, I'm going to hold up a Russia and China flag because why? Why would you hold up a Confederate flag? They're going to say it's due to their heritage, but again, if I have like a Russian grandpa and I'm walking around with a Russian flag, they would call me a traitor to America, rightfully so. The Confederates lost. They declared war on America because they wanted to keep slavery, and they lost. The Confederates, the white supremacists, they will continue to lose over and over and over if we continue to push back. And I just want to leave it there. I wanted to create this overall video to expose these insidious forces trying to hijack our country and expose how dumb these people are. I mean, very, very quickly, the event planning on this 4th of July fair for Donald Trump has been so poor that we're likely going to see more heat-related ailments. Yesterday, we saw 44 patients, 11 transported to the hospital, 7 of them on advanced life support. Dave Troy says, anyone with experience with event planning knows, number one, you have to market the events and engage partners. Number two, plan for weather-related contingencies. And number three, partisan extremism rebels broad participation. Well, guess what? We are currently in a situation where Donald Trump and his team are incredibly panicked because the July 4th crowd is supposed to be tiny tonight. Nobody wants to show up for this hyper-partisan, incredibly hot, under-marketed, and Christian nationalist fair. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video, and peace out.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.